This is Mr. Tolu Balogun. On the Work From Home podcast, I will be teaching you a lot of things you can do to upgrade your skills and be able to run a work from home business successfully. So stay with me and enjoy. Hi everyone, welcome to another wonderful episode of the Work From Home podcast. I'm super excited to be here with Judge. Judge is someone who has been helping people build courses that they can monetize. So he has been working through the years with different people, and he has been able to get to that point where he built a platform for people who want to build courses out there and also monetize it. And his platform is very, very unique. We've talked a bit about it, and we are still going to get to the nitty-gritty of it through the course of this podcast. So let's get started and welcome Judge to the Work From Home podcast. Hi, Judge.
Hey, hi, Tolu. Nice to see you. Thank you. Nice. Very happy to be on your podcast today.
I'm super excited to have you here. So thank you for joining us. I'm really pumped. I'm so excited because one thing we've never really talked about on this podcast is course creation. So while I would want to have asked you some other questions, but because of the constraint of time, I'll just allow us to get to the meat of things. And number one question I would want to ask is this: who is course creation for?
Good question. Well, you know, we live in an era where a lot of it is happening online. And if you have a knowledge that you want to monetize online, there's a few ways you can do that. Now, you're going to need at some point a platform, somewhere where people can just come and learn your material, right? So you're going to have to offer your material and a place where they can also purchase your material. There's plenty of what I call third-party solutions out there. But if you, like me, if you're somebody who wants to own your content, own your platform, manage it, then that Course Platform Academy is for you, really. And if you, the tech has always been an obstacle, then this is really the answer for you, because I just walk you hand by hand, step by step in the program with amazing support.
Okay, great, great. That's awesome. So basically, with what you've said, anyone who's ready to sell a course out there can come to you. And I realized that one of the first things you do is that you first get people ready to, once they're ready to get to launch a course, one of the first things you do is to have them start collecting a waiting list. Why do you do that?
I'm glad you asked that question. The reason why I start with a waitlist page, and you're right, that's the very first thing, is putting a platform together. I don't want to say that it takes time, because I have a process that makes it faster, but it always takes time. And regardless, you're always going to need some sort of waitlist at some point. But by starting with a waitlist, what it allows whoever joins to do is that the waitlist takes no time to put together. So we put the waitlist together, then you can start promoting your platform while you continue working on it and putting your content in and whatnot. So I start with the waitlist because really, literally within a few days, you know, you can have your platform live, branded, and then you're ready to, and then you can work on the rest.
Okay, okay, that's awesome. And then I really respect that approach, because as soon as I saw it, one of the things that came to my mind is sometimes people start stuff and don't go through with it. But in a case where you have a wait list and you've seen people sign up on that wait list, you feel more determined, you feel more compelled to go through with the process and finish it. So that's a very bright idea, both on the side of people that are trying to get the course and the person who also wants to build the course, to also make sure that they get it done.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you know, it's all about getting people to win, right? We're in an industry where you want to deliver results. And you're absolutely right. When you go through a long program, it can take a lot of time, and people, you know, there's a lot of things that can happen along the way that prevents you from delivering the result that you promised them. By putting a web release page together, I said it takes no time. And I can tell you the story of one of my students. Her name is Katina. Katina, the minute she had a wait list page done, she started messaging, text messaging, you know, her audience, the friends, people, the small network, because she didn't have a list. Within a couple of hours, she had 19 people on the list. So talk about the excitement, right? You're like, great, people are signing up. They're going to want, you know, they're going to want to support me. Now you're motivated to go through the rest of the program and you're starting your list. It's a win-win. Mm-hmm. Great for them.
Awesome. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Great stuff. I'm so excited about where this is ending already. So if you're out there and you're thinking of building your own course and you already realize that this is not going to be such an easy process for you, or you've gone through a lot of other courses, I mean, other course platforms, and you realize that you can't keep up with the commitment fee, I mean, the recurrence fee. I mean, I'm sure George has a clause on his site where he says that you own the platform, so you don't pay commitment fees. So please put us through that also.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. When you do what I call a third-party renter, right, and there's another platforms out there, what I found is two things. One, you're right, you're going to pay for life. That's just a fact. It's just recurring monthly payments. Some of them are expensive. And they also, at any point in time, can raise their fees. Well, you're going to have to pay to stay there. You have all your content. The second thing is, from a tech standpoint, they all have their learning curve. Regardless of what you call it, it's just not easier than doing WordPress, right? I mean, my platform has been on WordPress, but they all have their learning curve, the tech challenges. And so by doing it yourself, you know, I provide a pre-built platform that's built on WordPress, you own it, it's yours. So that's it, it's yours. You put it on your domain, on your hosting, it's your platform. You don't owe anybody anything, and you're not limited in branding and what you want to do. You can always expand.
Awesome. So now let's go to the next question. Can you just give us a quick overview of what course creation actually looks like? What are some of the processes that it takes so that people out there who also want to reach out to you and say, oh, George, I think you are the person I've been waiting for, who has a system in place that can make this easier for me. But what are the processes? What are some of the things they would expect, that you expect them to know, or that they should expect that they would do when they come to meet you to start the course creation journey?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I tell you, you know, I have a lot of experience teaching, and I have a lot of experience teaching various things in life. And so I'm always about, you know, analyzing, seeing how the audience respond to what you do, and just, I mean, constant evolution. So what I have done is I literally broken down the process, you know, to a point now where I will start with a workshop that does not involve tech at all. The process is all about thinking about your branding, thinking about your domain, getting all your content right ready, whether you're launching a workshop or a course or membership. But this does not involve tech. So it's fun because you just do not have to worry about tech at all. Then when you start the process of putting a platform together, first of all, I provide a pre-built platform. You're not starting from scratch. This platform is tested, it works rock solid. And then you're going through a step-by-step process to make it your own. And when I say step-by-step, it's like none of the video, the training material is more than 10 minutes. It's really step-by-step, you go. The first thing we do, as you said, we get the waitlist page ready. So when you take the waitlist page ready, which can be done in just a few days, I mean, you know, even a couple of hours once you have your material, then you can take the site out of maintenance and then you can start working on the rest. And so the rest then is just really is modules that allows you to do a step-by-step process to make your platform your own. You put your course, we just set up the payment solutions, and we just go through all those steps to literally just make it your own platform. And so it's really, I want to say a lot of fun, right? Because I mean, people are just excited, and then we just help them through the launch and connect it to the email service providers and whatnot. So it's a step-by-step with massive support. I always offer weekly support calls. They have access to a ticket system with direct access to me. So I respond to all tickets. Okay. I think where I excel is the support. They get a lot of support.
Awesome. Because for businesses like this, one of the most difficult things you can get, especially with some of the bigger companies, is subpar support.
Yeah.
So sometimes when I'm even reach out to those top companies where they provide support or meant to provide top support, the person I'm talking to at the other end does not really understand what I'm talking about. Yeah. So there's that. I'm like, do you actually understand that this is what I'm saying? Yeah. And the person is like, okay. And at that point, they don't want to deny that they do not understand what I said in the first place. Mm-hmm. But they just be like, yes, that was what I was. Well, I understand that this person I'm talking to doesn't understand that.
Yeah.
So businesses like yours, where the owner's face is out there and the person is telling you, I'm the one that will work with you, hold your hands, it's way better, because that way I can contact the best level of support that will take care of my business. So, I mean, if you don't know one good reason why to sign up with George, that is one that he gave you right there. And trust me, support can be very, very, very difficult at times, because I've been through terrible support at times, with especially with web hosting. I mean, web hosting companies can give you, as in, the worst support in the world.
Yeah, oh, yeah, sure, you're right. I mean, I'm glad you bring that up. First of all, two things about it. It just so happened, right? I'm in the early 50s, and we all say in marketing, sometimes you attract your, late 50s, I should say now, attract your peer. Most of my audience is my age, or even a little older, right? Some retired people. Tech is a challenge. You have to understand their language, because they don't speak tech. They just do not. So you're absolutely right. When they ask a question, you have to understand what their question is and communicate. You have to teach them some tech words, right? Mm-hmm. But you have to educate them and bring the answer in a way that's going to make sense for them. They're going to be able to move forward. So that's crucial. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. And the best level of support, direct tech, you're right, hosting companies. This is one thing that I'm glad you're bringing up hosting. There's one company, and I'm not going to say name here, but there's one company that I recommend. And if they work they get their hosting with that company, I'll provide 100% support. I mean, I'll hop on a Zoom to whatever they need, because it's a great company. Now, everything else, as I said, and I always tell them up front, if you're going to need support, because they're not, right, hosting, how it goes. And I said, you're going to be on your own, because this is just not. But if you have good hosting, then you sell through it.
One other thing with course creation is that if you are someone that has a lot of traffic on your site, it can affect the performance and what type of server you are on. And one common mistake most people make that don't understand tech is to go for shared hosting, of which shared hosting for a course creation website most of the times can be a very terrible idea, especially when you have a lot of traffic. So recently, I had a friend who has a quite busy blog and was moving his content from Blogger to WordPress hosted website, not the WordPress.com, but the WordPress hosted site. So once he was trying to now migrate his data, we realized that he was unable to migrate the data. Then I had to ask him, what type of hosting are you on? He said he was on shared hosting. I said, that is where the problem is. This data you're trying to migrate is way too much, and the shared hosting plan will never give you the bandwidth you need to move your files successfully. So whether you like it or not, you have to pay for a bigger hosting. And a lot of times, they don't give you this information before you subscribe or you buy a hosting plan. You just buy the cheapest one or whatever you feel you can afford the most. But having someone like you to guide them would help them to decide what's the best hosting plan you can go for, what volume do you think you are going to get, and stuff like that. So it's always great to have the guidance of someone like you. And now I want to ask the next question. Right, we've talked about hosting other cost platforms, and we've talked about having your own. And while we've discussed some differences, I want us to go over it again and talk about, okay, what are some of the things you get when you host with a third-party platform, like platforms where they sell courses and then you just sign up as a course owner and then you have your own courses and they probably take from your revenue or whatever. And then having it with someone like you who is going to walk them through the process, provide support and guide them through the process and have something that we owe their hands and like this step-by-step guide that you've also provided.
Yeah, very good question. I mean, you know, sometimes again, we got to talk non-tech. And so in the non-tech world, this looks like this. Do you want to rent or do you want to own? If you're renting your place, the landlord is going to be free to do whatever he wants, raise the rent whenever he wants or she wants, and you're going to be limited in what you can do in your place, right? Because maybe they're allowed to do some things, maybe they don't allow you to put a frame on the wall and put some nails and whatever you want to do, right? You're renting. Mm-hmm. And you're paying rent month after month after month. You'll never own, and they can do whatever they want. Now, if you own your house, you're free to do whatever you want with it. It's yours. If you want to paint it, if you want to change colors, if you want to just put an extension, it's yours. So the main difference between the third-party rental is you are renting, and you pay rent, and you're limited in what you can do. When you own your platform, right, that's what I teach in Course Platform Academy, we just install it on their hosting, you own it. If you want to expand it, if you want to do whatever, it's yours. That's the big difference in a non-tech language.
So just like George said, you have the monthly fees you will be paying when you have a third-party software. But with the software, or like in the program where you own, you know, you don't have to pay any of these third-party fees. You own nobody. And the other point is you are not competing with other people. In a lot of these third-party platforms, like some very big cost places, there is a problem where people search and find your course that they also get recommended other courses that are similar to yours. So when you are on those platforms, you are competing with other people. And then there are chances that people would want to check that other course and then maybe forget to come and check your own. At the end of the day, you would lose some sales. But in a place where you own, zero competition. You're not competing with anybody. You pay for what you get. And then when people come to your site, the only decision they have to make is, do I want to take your course or not? There is no using other courses that are similar to the one you are on and stuff like that. And even if you have multiple courses, you just have to choose between all the courses you provide. Okay, where do I want to start? Is this what I want to do and all of that? So it's very, very, very important to have your own course creation platform because you make more money that way and then you can also have more impact. And don't forget about the issue of support that George mentioned. On your own platform, you're able to provide way better support for your people than in a platform that is rented. A rented platform, the people there might tell you that your users will only have access to email support and you have to play by the rules. But in your own case, where you own your site, you can say, okay, I want to provide instant messaging support, email platform, people should be able to get me on the phone and stuff like that. So control is very important in web technology.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's a very good point. And I tell you what I've experienced also. My platform is exactly what everybody else is getting. And so I'm making it evolve, right? And so I created an affiliate program. I mean, there's plenty of things. What I created is also a community. I created a knowledge base. And when I do it, I usually invite them to see me do it live, right? So this is what I'm putting on my platform. They're like, well, we love this. We'd like to have it. Great. Now I can create a course. I can create content. So they, in return, can do the same thing on their own platform. So it's just a great way to expand and see the possibilities are endless, literally, with WordPress and you own it, it's yours, endless.
Mm. Awesome. And another thing I want you to point out to people is the fact that before you built this system that people can benefit from, there was an amount of time you had to gain knowledge by also working with people one-on-one. How many hours did it take you to, get this? And then before you now build your course, and then for people to understand the gravity of what they are buying when they subscribe to you. I mean, I know the number is profound, and I want people to understand that.
Yeah, good question. Look, first of all, I've taught all my life, right? I was my mom was a teacher, and I guess I was born a teacher. I had multiple careers, And when I started, my first career was a musician, and I started at 18 years old as a music teacher. So I taught. So music teacher, it was, you know, a lot of teaching. Then I became a pilot, corporate pilot, flew around the world.
Wow.
And I teach flying. I mean, I've literally soloed some students and gave them their licenses. So I know a lot about teaching. Now, in 2019, I had been doing WordPress website for a long time. I started my membership. And at the time, I called it Zero Stress WordPress. Mm. And all I did is just a lot of one-on-one. I really wanted to see what people were struggling with, right? And so over the last few years, I have spent probably well over 600-700 hours, I don't count anymore, of one-on-one coaching. And so I really know the pain point. I really know where they struggle. I really know how to coach them. And so what happens is in about a year ago, I rebranded my Zero Stress WordPress site as a course platform with membership, everything, just like all in one. And everybody's like, wow, we like it. This is slick. I'm like, why reinvent the wheel? So I took all that experience that I had, you know, building, when working one-on-one for about, I said, 600-700 hours, I don't count anymore. And literally just put that platform together as a pre-built. That's the result of all this one-on-one coaching. And I said about probably 600-700 hours, maybe more, I don't count.
So you can be guaranteed, you can be sure that if George is able to take over 600 hours of experience to work with you, what he will teach you and what he would understand, what it will take George probably 1 hour to do, might take you 10 hours, and this is no jokes. So what he understands and he has compressed and he's trying to give you here, and I'm not trying to sell his course, I'm just telling you as it is, because I'm also someone who understands web design. So in case you are still having doubts and all of that, well, good for you. But the fact here is that when you have someone like George who is ready to help you and has over 600 hours of experience doing something, and you say no, you want to go and do it on your own, well, cheers to you. But this level of experience is priceless. And he has gone through the things, the processes, all the things that you can ever go through, and he has simplified it so that you won't have to go through that trouble. He's saving you time, he's saving you headache, he's saving you, brainstorming about what technology is the best, and he's delivering for you excellence. So don't take this type of opportunity for granted. Quick question now, how do people get in touch with George?
All right. Hey, good day. May I just bounce off just a quick second on your last comment here? Again, you're right, this is all that experience has resulted in really seeing what the pain points are. And you know, when you and you in design as well, we can spend hours watching YouTube videos and whatnot, and just because that's what we do and we understand it. Mm-hmm. But the average person, when you watch an hour video here and try to get another hour video there, you can't put your platform together. There's no way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's why all my training material, anything that it is less than 10 minutes. Most of them are 5 minutes. I'd rather have 10 videos, short videos that walk you through step by step than having an hour video where you lose people. So anyway, this again is a result of all that experience to facilitate the learning experience. How do they get in touch with me? Well, they'll come to CourseplatformAcademy.com, and we're going to create something for you, Tolu. What do you think? Right? So you can just send your people and your friends and whatnot. So it's going to be CourseplatformAcademy.com/CPA Tolu. CPATOLU. That's going to be the link where they can get in touch with me.
All right, awesome. So I'm going to put the link down there in the show notes, and just make sure that you get in touch with Judd, especially if you're trying to build a course. That experience that he has and he's going to give to you, you are going to love it and you are going to cherish it. And I want to say thank you once again to Judd for the fact that you are able to come on this platform and share your knowledge and impact people positively. Thank you so much.
It has been my pleasure, Tolu. Thanks for having me. Anytime.
All right, then. So I'll see you guys later in the next episode. And I wish you all a very great week ahead. Bye-bye.